Hi everybody, welcome back to This Crazy Mom Life. You are going to hear my daughter in the background. There is just absolutely no way to get around that. I haven't been recording because of that, but I'm gonna try to. Like I said, you're gonna hear her. She's talking to you. Hi, say hi, everybody.
Hi, buddy.
How old are you? Is it two?
Two.
Almost three? Yeah. So I wanted to try to record and just explain what has been going on. I guess mentally, really, because nothing else has really been going on. We're still in the camper. If you've heard my other episodes, we're going on like 6 months now since we've lost the house. But I've recently hit my lowest point so far with my depression, and so I've been struggling with that. And when I say like low point, I mean like low point. It was Saturday, Sunday. It was a Sunday, and I tried to express myself with my husband, and it's the only person I tried to talk to, but it. Like, the whole day, I couldn't get my thought process out of my suicidal tendencies when it comes to my depression and stuff. So, that day, my whole thought process was about dying. And it was really hard. I haven't had that bad of an episode with that since I was a teenager, and it was hard. After the fact, my husband and I fought about it. We actually ended up fighting for 2 weeks, because he struggles with depression and all this stuff too. And so when we're both like having an episode, it's really hard for us to help each other out of it, because when it's just one of us, like when it's just me, he has helped me out of some of my really bad times, and when he's having a hard time, I try to help him out too. But when we are both like in our lows, it's really hard for us to pick each other up. But we eventually do. We ended up talking about it and really getting into it. And, you know, getting into a deep conversation about it and trying to figure out what we can do for each other, even though we're both low. Because we both understand that, A, you really can't get through it alone. It's really hard. And, you know, with me right now, I'm home. Well, in my trailer, 24/7 with my daughter. And my two older kids, they go to school. And my husband goes to work. And that's one thing my husband doesn't understand, is that I don't get a break. Like, I miss working just because it's a break from being a mom. And that sounds bad, but when you're in the situation that I'm in, everything's so close quarters that it does get very overwhelming. And it makes you feel like a bad parent because, like, you're getting irritated and frustrated, like, just being around your kids when it comes to a certain point when you're in this depression and in the situation that we're in. And it makes me feel bad, but, you know, me and my kids talk too, and my kids, my son is 10 and my daughter is 6, and they know that mommy, you know, has bad days, and we talk about it and everything else. And I make sure that even on my lows that...
Papa!
Yeah, I let them know, like, I love you guys. I know mommy's having a hard time, but it's not your fault. And, you know, everything else. Because even though it has, like, part of it has to do with my children, it's not my children's fault, you know. Stop it.
Mama.
That's my daughter. Just FYI. She's banging the refrigerator with a flashlight. But I think my hardest one right now is with my 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old, because she's in her terrible twos. She's hitting 3 years old, which is when terrible twos start. And she is just a handful, aren't ya? Look at me, all cute. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yellow bike in there?
You're silly. But I've been having a really hard time with this. I never knew how much a house could mean to somebody, or a home could mean to somebody, but... And it sounds like really superficial, but it's like I can honestly say that I am happier when I have a home. Like, partially because for the past 10 years, my entire identity has been being a mother and being a, you know, homemaker, you know, taking care of my husband, my kids, and my house. And I don't have that ability to like fully be myself in those aspects when we're in here. It's like I don't have, you know, water in my trailer right now because it would freeze because it's cold where we're at. but there's water in the house. Like I can go in and get wash my clothes, shower, wash dishes, get water. We normally have like jugs of water and stuff for cooking or whatever, but if I need to clean anything or whatever, I can go in the house, no problem. But even though I still have that ability, it still affects me really bad because it's like I can't just get up and clean something that I need to clean or do dishes or give my kids a bath or whatever. It's a whole process and it's in technically someone else's home. So it's like mentally I am extremely insecure about it because I don't want people to see me at this low and using their house, you know, to be able to take care of my kids and everything else makes me really insecure and vulnerable. Extremely vulnerable. Like, that's perfect way to put it, vulnerable. And I don't like being vulnerable. And, like, I'm okay with being vulnerable on here or if I was texting someone or emailing someone, that's fine. Because it's not in my face. I still have that security of hiding behind my phone or, you know, whatever else. And so it's really hard. And I didn't go in there probably for a month other than to go shower. Otherwise, I would send my husband in, which I would make sure to do in the morning when nobody was home and everything else. Me and my daughter would go in and shower, but I wouldn't go in and socialize or anything else, and they were starting to feel that I didn't like them or I hated them or whatever else, or I had a problem with them, which wasn't the case. I told my husband to make sure to explain to them that, because they are my husband's friends, that it's not that at all. It's, you know, it's 100% all me. it's my depression and everything else. Like, I don't want to be around people when I'm like this, because no matter what, I'm not going to be in a good mood, and I feel like I'm just going to bring everybody down around me. I guess I can talk about a few funny points. The past couple months, I guess, really. Two of them are in the past week, but one of them was quite a while back. But trailer life, camper, it's not really a trailer, it's a camper, it's an RV camper. It's not fun with little ones. It's hilarious though. My daughter fell in our toilet, her butt. That was the grossest thing in the world. Oh my god, but it was so funny. I could not stop laughing. I almost threw up. I had to go give her a bath. It was just horrible. She also decided to get into rice the other morning, and she dumped it out all over the girls' bed and the floor, which I have cats, so it moves around the trailer very easily. And her, of course, she makes it mess around. And I ended up having rice from one end of my trailer to the other everywhere. That is the most painful thing to walk on barefoot ever. Oh my gosh. And it was an entire box of rice. And it took me literally an entire day to clean it up, because it was in the cracks between the mattress and the wall. It was under the bed. It was inside of every nook and cranny in the blankets and clothes. I had to like shake everything off. And I think I just actually finished cleaning up the rest of it, because I just pulled out the mattress and swept out from underneath it all. Which I asked my husband to go find my vacuum cleaner out of storage, but he did not. But I really wish he did, because I love my vacuum cleaner. And now that we have power, I can use my vacuum cleaner, and that would have been so helpful for the rice, because the vacuum cleaner I have, because my dad was like, well, wouldn't it just like spit everywhere? I was like, no, not with my vacuum cleaner. It would not have. It would have been beautiful cleaning that up. And I know that sounds weird, but I love cleaning, and I'm a weirdo when it comes to it. And like when we had my house, when we had our old house, I had three vacuum cleaners, one for downstairs, one for upstairs, and one for like doing spot vac and the stairs and stuff like that. And then like, I don't know, I'm such a weirdo when it comes to it. I absolutely love cleaning, and like I'll go in when I do go into the house, if I'm in there for more than just like switching laundry or showering, I end up cleaning around the house, which she does. The woman that lives there, her name's Andrea, she does not mind at all. She knows that, like, that's just how I am. She's figured that out very early on. There was one point they were going to sell their house, and so she had me come in and paid me to clean it and everything else. And one of my other friends actually had me come in and clean her house and paid me for that too, just because they know that A, I could always use money, and B, like, I'm psycho when it comes to cleaning. I absolutely love it. And when it comes to like my products and stuff, I try to like get them to buy them too. It doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form, but like the products that I use, I really love, and I really support, and so I just like try to get other people on board with them, because A, is better for the environment, better for you, they clean amazingly, and it's just something that I enjoy doing, and some of the things just would like also help them for easier things. That made no sense, but I'm not gonna edit it out. But my daughter's on the top bunk now. She's such a turd. She's not supposed to get on the top bunk. It's a brother's bed. And to climb up there, you have to get up on, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know. But there's, a wood area for them to step on for them to be able to get up top, and she climbs up there and she's not supposed to. That's another thing that she did the other day. So big sister brought home nail polish from her dad's house, which I don't know why he would send that here, but okay. So, you know, little one, okay, we got to put it up. So put it up where your sister's not supposed to be, blah, 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 kind of thing. So it was on brother's bed up by the wall, so you can't even see it when you're down, but you know, she likes to climb up there. So the other day she climbed up there and painted nail polish all over my son's bed, all over herself, all over her brother's books. Yeah. And the nail polish smell is still in here. It is so strong. It's been giving me a headache for the past 3 days. Yes, it did. Yes. Yes. She's arguing with me. She said, no, it didn't. But she also dumped one out on my bed, too, between the wood and the mattress on mine. And so it slipped down. It literally spilled down in between. And it's just a big old pile of nail polish. So, I literally get the smell all the time. But she's just being a little teared. And then... Bailey, get down. Alright. Well, I stopped. It's going to sound really weird because I'm not going to edit it. So, it's going to cut weird. But... I am going to go now because somebody's being crazy pants. I did. Yep, that was her excitement scream because the cat was up there. Okay, I did set up an email for my podcast, and I will have it in the description. But it is just thiscrazymomlife4@gmail.com, capital crazy. Like I said, I'll write it in the description. I set it up just so that if anybody wants to write me, my husband, ask questions, anything really, talk, tell me about yourself, whatever. It's there. And then I also am going to try to start posting more on here. I know I always say that, but I have a schedule and chart in my bullet journal, and I'm gonna try to start getting more active in it. I need to start doing something. Hopefully it'll help me mentally at this point. Hopefully I could just stick to it. At least I haven't completely given up 100%. I may only post once a month, but damn, okay. I guess that's all for now. Thank you for listening. I will try to get back on here soon and talk about some of my points that I have written down. I just wanted to come on here real quick and just explain why I haven't really been sticking to what I said, and that, you know, I'm going through a hard time, and I hit my lowest point, and hopefully everybody can understand that. If not, that's okay, because in all fairness, I did start this for me and nobody else. I just hope that it can help somebody else. All right. Out for now. Bye.